hear me. I also have a hard time standing still. What I'm here to tell you about today is a series of focus groups that we ran in Alaska about a year and a half ago. And in these focus groups, we had uninsured or at risk of being uninsured individuals and employers, small business employers, that is those who had fewer than 50 employees. And we had representatives from the health insurance industry. These people were in separate groups, not in the same group at the same time. And first of all, I'd like to acknowledge my colleague in the back of the room, Rosalind Frazier. Wave your hand, Rosalind. We worked together sometimes endlessly, it seemed, on this project, and I have no financial relationship. So we chose our folks from those who were uninsured or at risk of being uninsured in Alaska. That meant a lot of seasonal employees. We purposely tried to recruit diverse racial, ethnic, cultural, and geographic groups. And as I said, our small employers were those who had fewer than 50 employees. Of those individuals who attended, 87% had jobs. Only 73% did not have insurance. And 37% had incomes below the poverty line. And you can see here that our participants were under the age of 65. Okay. The small business groups, those employers who attended, had been in business quite a few years. Nearly three-quarters of them had fewer than 10 employees. One of our other guidelines was that they had to have more than one employee. So we didn't take single-owner businesses. Only 27% of these employers had any sort of insurance program for their employees. I want to give you two slides of background on things that make the situation in Alaska unique. This is the first one, and as you can see, the top bar is Alaska, the bottom bar is the U.S. As you can see, we have fewer firms that offer health insurance, fewer small firms that offer health insurance, and then roughly equal amounts that offer insurance among major employers. But what is unique in Alaska is that 40% of our workforce is employed by these small employers. The other thing that I think you need to know about Alaska is that we have a very seasonal workforce. We have the highest seasonal workforce of any state in the U.S., and you can see we're almost 25% above the U.S. average, and the next closest state is Minnesota, and it's just barely above the U.S. So we have this very, very seasonal workforce. Considerably numbers are employed by small employers, and relatively few of them offer health insurance. The top reasons people cited for not having health insurance, will come to no surprises anyone here, is the cost. You know, individuals say they can't afford it, small employers can't afford it, it's a burden, they don't know what their small business will be doing, they can't plan and project enough to be certain of the outcome of their business in a year. The other, I think, significant finding was that small businesses felt that the policies were complicated. They didn't know what to do. They didn't know how to administer it. This was a big problem for them. We had themes that came up consistently, and I did not expect these themes. I mean, cost, yes, everyone knows cost is a burden. But we had other themes that came up throughout. undercost, everyone said it was too expensive. And small business employers wanted their employees to have insurance, but they couldn't figure out a way to do it, and they mentioned problems with pre-existing conditions. This theme was one of my major surprises. This sense of personal and social responsibility. The participants said, I know I'm responsible for my health. I don't think this is an entitlement that I should be provided with insurance, but I don't know what to do. I'm stuck. And the employers as well said they were responsible for their health. They wanted their employees to have health insurance. In these small businesses, it came across as almost a family theme. They felt like they were small enough, they knew everyone, they wanted to take care of their employees, but they didn't see how that was an option for them. In terms of desired coverage, everyone was familiar with what a typical health insurance program might look like, with doctor visits, hospitalization, pre-existing conditions accepted after a certain period of time. But Denali KidCare, which is Alaska's SCHIP program, in every group, individuals talked about how valuable it was, how important it was to their family. They talked about care they wouldn't have been able to get if Denali KidCare hadn't helped them at that time. Employers were grateful for Denali KidCare and other public programs that helped their employees. It was a resource they were grateful for as well. Personal dilemmas. In every session, we heard about people delaying their own health care, getting treatment only when it was too late, parents feeling torn, what do I do? My child is sick. I need to take my child to the doctor, but I know I can't afford it. We had the heart-wrenching stories of people who'd gone into bankruptcy, people who'd spent years paying off their medical debt, and these other horrifying situations, horrifying to someone like me who has a university health plan and has such safe, easy sailing, and you hear the stories of other people and count your blessings and think, but there before the grace of God go I. It really became kind of a moral dilemma for them. Actually, two people described getting divorced because it changed their financial situation so that they could get health insurance. And the lack of information was also fascinating. In every focus group, there was a participant who said, oh, I didn't know that. And they were learning from each other, talking about, oh, I didn't know my child could get in the SCHIP program until they were 18. There were revelations like this in every single group, and it was not just the individuals, but the small employers were also discovering, oh, I didn't know about that. Where do I go to find out more? So there is a very large lack of information out there. People don't know what all the options are and what they may have access to. Employers talked a lot about hoping they could form pools or alliances so that as a group they could get reduced health insurance. And this was something they talked about in every group, and they had big hopes pinned on this. When we got to the focus group with the health insurance representatives, it was a different story. They said pools don't work. Because of the shifting nature of groups that go into the pool, 1 year your pool is great, but the next year a business opts out and you end up in your pool with having people with higher health costs, health burdens, more difficulties accessing care, so it becomes a more expensive option. And insurance representatives said, you know, there are other things they could look at, health savings accounts, health reimbursement accounts, many medicals, and they seemed to think they had a plan that everyone could afford. In summation, I'd like to say we have a very seasonal workforce, and because of that, small employers can't afford to give health insurance or pay a portion of health insurance for their employees. This instability in the economy, of course, adds to it. Everyone was grateful for public programs, and on both sides, the businesses and the individuals were really hoping that Denali Kidcare in particular could be changed into a sliding scale fee, because there were stories of, oh, I'm $17 over, I can't get health insurance. Also, with our seasonal employment, incomes fluctuate. So while I may be eligible for Medicaid and Denali KidCare right now, as the year changes, I'm fishing, my income goes way up in the summer, I'm dropped from the program. So I must say there were themes, these are the themes that emerged that I couldn't have predicted beforehand. And thank you very much for your attention. Appreciate it.